아니 그렇지 남주 딱딱이구나 남주 딱딱이구나 드림 과입니다 그렇지 가와 달라 저기 알로 괜찮아? Sometimes very clear. Yeah, make louder, no? Okay, better. Tukshin, tata da tuji shibaya na shin kapa rabri marme tangsi. Tati kazan shu tsari, tati gyumaan sedi, tati kala te shu nasa.
Okay, I've explained the meaning of the first line of the Vajrakata Sutra, yeah, the verse which says, which starts with, like a star, a visual aberration, and a flame of a lamp. Then the next one is an illusion.
Tendo, anisita, that you might take it up and a true query, you do it, you do it, anisita, till it up and a true query. No one did not so true, say, honey. True to Hana, tell that that mine to Hana, anisita, you don't want nine to Hana, tell a shame, Sabaki. Honey, you do more, honey, just so much in them. Now, true to Hana, tell a big, now, shame, honey. 직다 계시 역대시다.
An illusionist can cause a particular object to appear in a variety of ways. So when an illusionist conjures up an illusion, yeah, transforming an object into something that looks very beautiful, very attractive. And then the people who see that illusion gets attracted to that illusion and develops even a liking or an attachment to it. Yeah. And if the illusion, the illusionist transforms that object into something, let's say, frightening, unpleasant, then those who see that illusion, yeah, may develop a dislike or even a fear towards that illusion that they are seeing.
What do you need? Ah, 아니지 이나인다 거기 가서 버긴 대형 문내가 아니식 독서배 대형 문내서도 아니식 버기 변을 땡해지서 아니 너가 징해지 대형 문내서도 지금 요하를 벗어나 아니 대대시 저한테 요하말했어 이나야 대대 요하말 때 이나야 버기다 나와 대라시 아니 지 대대지기다 저 잡아다 아니식 편바다 여바다 근데 나서 오시다 네이메시 대응하느라 독석단의 여름에서 여말했어
although in reality it is just an illusion yeah. There's nothing right there from that object that is made to look that's made to come across as beautiful or unpleasant yeah. Although that object there's nothing really right there from the side of the object in terms of you know being able to cause a harm or being able to cause a happiness in the viewer but nevertheless when the illusion is conjured it is able to induce all those reactions from the viewers isn't it yeah either feelings of like or dislike yeah
어떻게 티벨라 자체 아니시다 되나 아니지 빼나 어제 빼나 그 빼나 동학이 나왔어 빼나 고요 동학이 나왔어야 되나 대낭신시 빼나다 그래서 그래 고요 동학이 나왔어야 된다 뒤집어내 아니지 보기 뭐니 그 주배 아니시다 근데 동학랑 세 번씩 해버렸어 이나야 메신도 아니시다 동학이 나왔디 아니 소속이다 내지 말이 빌리베 온기 아니시다 아니지 방이 시베 온기 아니시다 차도 나 소식 계시 아니 동안 나 소식 용이 구하랬어
Well, likewise, yeah. When the sufferings of cyclic existence are in themselves, yeah. But nevertheless, there is an apprehension from our side, yeah. Clinging on to these sufferings as if they existed right in itself, established from their own side, yeah. And that induces us to then be averse, and have aversion to have you know, dislike, you know, great before the these sufferings, or it may be induced, yeah. Attachment in certain situations, yeah.
What to that did it? That did also had it. That twenty one into a menaya. On the Tunga Kang, you are going to my there, twenty one into a menaya, twenty one into a snatch. That Marie will get up. Marie will live on it this year. Now at it, now at the shinshi, and it's not. Tunga Nuashi. Twenty one, Tunga Ransabas Yamaras. What to swear.
Well, although suffering does not exist in and of itself from its own side right there, but suffering appears to us as if it existed in and of itself right there from its own side. And that is the basis, you know, on which you know we develop a. Attachment or aversion yeah, to it, yeah. And that brings about pain and suffering.
That you are not seeing,
Well, the illusion here is an analogy to illustrate that fact. Yeah. So when an illusion is conjures up an illusion, you know, when you transform an object into when he transforms and causes that object to appear as something which it is not, yeah. And when that object, through magic or through an act of magic, is made to look like a very attractive object or an unattractive object, you know, that when the viewers see the illusion, although it is just an illusion, but the viewers nevertheless are induced into reacting, isn't it? Either with dislike or like attachment or aversion. So likewise, the suffering of a cyclic existence has never existed right there from its own side, never existed in and of itself. But it comes across, it appears to us as existing in and of itself, right there from its own side. And we assent to that appearance, we believe in that. And this assenting to that appearance then induces us, you know, we are led into reacting, basically, either with aversion or attachment.
어떻게 따다다 따다카다 따대치과도 두개로 따다다다다 남짓대도가 골대기 천원 말려봐 세 따대 골대기 천원 말려봐 랑 남벌도 지어봐도 왔어 전 남벌을 좀 주의했어 전화나 마실 똥벌 떠였어 또 남짓대 선물다 해
Well, it's similar to this verse, yeah, which goes something like this. All the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are mere fabrications of the mind. So all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are mere fabrications of the mind. However, we are mistaken in holding on to them as real, as truly existence. As such, do not cling, but look at them as empty.
어떻게 다 뒤에 앞에 뒤발에 다가 좀 보겠다 나와라 되게 안에 시다 대두기 대두기 너의 취업 오기 아니 보기 이런 거 전이거든 남치 아니 나와들라 신시 아니 자동 방법이 되는 것이 자기 아래 대상 다 납치하라 주당 뒤지수 마당스 탐지 동물 또 너 주당 뒤지수 당시 아니 동안 많이 온스 다 동안 여한테 취업 나와 뒤지수 당시 동안 연구 아래 세상 주어 뒤지수 마당스 아니 탐지 동배랑시 또
So, so the verse is saying that you know the reality of all phenomena, everything that exists, is that they are mere fabrications of the mind, merely imputed by mind. They do not exist in and of itself. And although that's the reality, they do appear to us as existing in and of themselves, not existing right there from its own side. And that appearance is the doing of. The mistaken mind due to the apprehension of true existence. It is a creation of ignorance, a projection of ignorance. As such, you know, do not believe in that projection. Do not follow after it because what you do not want is suffering. So if you do not want suffering, do not follow that false projection, but rather look at all everything and anything that exists as empty. As they are.
What to the tree? That Juma said it, or today she that to the new body that Juma said about today she that. What's the tongue? Not so you had Juma and Thomas, or to sit down. Today some of the answer, just after Cocasso.
So, yeah, in short, this is what. We can think about, you know, when we come across the word illusion in the context of the verse, yeah, from the Vajrakata. Yeah, so and we can take our experiences in cyclic existence, the suffering or the different various kinds of suffering as the basis. Yeah. So I have a question. So if one really sees, you know, everything is in the nature of emptiness, does that mean that you'll never have any fears henceforth? Does it mean you will never be afraid henceforth? Does it mean you will never hold on to things, cling on to things henceforth? It's a question to you all. So we have started looking at the clear light nature of the mind. And that will be explained by the presentation of those 10 points or the 10 aspects. Yeah. And of the 10, the first has to do with the entity of this clear light nature of the mind. And prior to that, in verse 28, there were three reasons stated, you know, as the proof of the existence of the Tathagata essence in all sentient beings, yeah, right? And in the explanation of the first aspect, or the 10, in the explanation of the clear light nature of the mind, the first aspect is that of the entity. And those three points mentioned are drawn, linked, related here to this explanation. So in the root text, the first two lines of verse 30 is a statement of or an explanation of the first aspect of, which is entity. So like the purity of a jewel, space and water, the nature of course of the basic constituent or the Tathagata essence, is always unafflicted. So in explaining the entity of the lineage. The Buddha, in particular, the Tathagata's Dharmakaya, the truth body, is likened to a wish-fulfilling jewel. Suchness is likened to space. And Tathagata essence is likened to pure water.
我读起来，他第一段他的带什么？他结束单了，第五嘛，第五秒嘛，这个的，初等心都没结束，那边我让信息，得到一些，得到农夫人间靠，去，有的去读念，是他的，带是他的，不给的，但我有读是，但是，结束单的信息的，我就是解释不了。
A slightly more extensive explanation of the entity of the lineage is found in verse 31. Because of having the power and of not changing to anything other, and of being a nature whose entity is moist, the basic constituent is qualitatively similar to the features of a wish of a precious jewel, space and water.
好多些呢，他这个老师也提了，跟他打，做生意，出些东西，那么个这个东西，他做生意起来，出个起来，那些他们就来吃不了，生意他这个给他，他的生意上，他出个生意，他，那不是不是别的嘛的，他当然去个过了，今天的今天来这边，原来他们这两所他们这主业的，退下来是，他团结，啊你。
So earlier in verse 27, it says, because a perfect Buddha's body is pervasive, what that means is that the enlightened activities of the Dharmakaya has the quality of the being able to fulfill all and actualize all the worldly and transcendental qualities. Yeah. And this Dharmakaya has that power, right, of fulfilling the hopes of sentient beings. And sentient beings, from their own side, have that ability to receive the beneficial effects of the enlightened activities of the Dharmakaya. So that's because of having the power of fulfilling the hopes, yeah. What about not changing to anything other? So here, this is referring to suchness or reality of suchness. Yeah. Suchness here is likened to space. Just as space is nothing other than the mere absence or obstructiveness. Yeah. Right? That is its nature. Likewise, the nature of suchness is that of the absence of basically of inherent existence. So So in verse 27, it says, because suchness is without differentiation. So it said that the nature of the suchness of sentient beings' mind and the nature of the suchness of Buddha's mind is the same. There's no differentiation in the natures. Yeah. So as such, you know, it is said that sentient beings possess the lineage of the Tathagata essence.
What did it? Did it matter? That is so that this should be like that. Then you go then the Ricky Namsha, Taihe. Riachinasta, the name is Riachinasta, Sanjitula, and Sanji Riores, Toto Tita, Yabaki Rick, start on the Tire, Suguju, and it's a Chuguju Kiriki, Sanjitula Yores, and Jizuku Gorwa, Toto, Yaku Yabasu Yore.
And of being a nature whose entity is moist. So that is related to the third line of verse 27, where it says, "When because a lineage exists." Yeah. So it is said that all sentient beings possess the Buddha lineage. Yeah. There is a phenomenon that is suitable that to transform into the Dharmakaya, a phenomenon which sentient beings possess. There's also a phenomenon which sentient beings possess that is suitable to transform into the form body. Yeah. So the latter is called the developed or the developmental lineage. Yeah. So here in verse 31, line number 2, of being a nature whose entity is moist, that is referring to the developmental lineage.
Otoxine, Tondai, Tapana, Tatir, Pena, Ranshin, Nebeta, Sim, Nebet, Tong, Teng to Yebe, Sanjiro, Nubashi, Yorba. Sim, the Tong, Teng to Yebe, Sanjiro, Nubashi, Yore. Tatu Batita, Sanjiro, Nuba, Matelada, Tir, Chi Ranshin, Tavare, Sim, Tatu, the Sim, the Tong, Teng to, Sanjiro, Nubati, Chi Lenta Tavares, Otoxine.
There is a potential that is suitable to transform into a Buddha's body that exists on the sentient being's mind that is empty of inherent nature, that is empty of existing from its own side. Yeah. The point here that the text is trying to make here in this here is that there is something in every sentient being that allows them to have that allows them to develop compassion. You could say the seed of compassion. Yeah? Simply, yeah. We discussed this in the last lesson, right? Because there isn't a sentient being out there for whom we have not developed compassion before. So if you think, if you relate it to how there isn't a sentient being out there who has never been our loved one in the past, there isn't any sentient being out there who has never been our mother. So as such, you know, we must have had compassion for every sentient being, yeah, of course individually, right? Sometime in the past, yeah. So as such, you know, if there's nothing obstructing the arising of compassion, then we cannot say that we are not able to develop compassion towards all sentient beings, yeah, isn't it?
Oh, that sabotage, that day, that go so so that thing, gajen cha, ane si cha dam ya bache, ane tunja kama zobai na, that go nje kie si dong si kanga le yue dian si, that go nje si, kaso le cha dam dam che, cha dam ni ma zong tunja kama zobai na, go, mone si nam si, that nje si, that mone si sim si tam si le yue, nje si li kie tu be si, lo ma ti ne, du si ni da, chang ju sim kie tu be, san kie tu be. Tuk sama tama si Korea si tuan. Ati zata sanjeng rikul debi cap. Saya si tuan tanda tidak tahu sih.
So we there is if we are free of the obstructing factors such as anger and attachment, and if all the favorable conditions are gathered, we can develop that compassion that focuses on all sentient beings. Yeah. So which means that bodhicitta is possible. It is possible to develop bodhicitta. And if one can develop bodhicitta, then you can infer that it is possible then to achieve enlightenment. And if you say that you can achieve enlightenment, and since all sentient beings can develop such compassion, then by extension, then we can then say that all sentient beings possess the Buddha lineage. There's something in every sentient being that will allow them to be enlightened. Yeah. So it is it. Yeah. So you think along the lines. Yeah.
Not there. That tenema and there. That the kangi tsikdele ya. Tā chūnāl hāpi shirāp tāṁ tēnzi nīngzī lēshūngā sēt tā yūy tūnyā sēt tā tōng tā tīkāngā tsikta tā kēntilā tā yūy tūnyā sēt tūkāl tā dōr tū tū tērē chūnāl hāpi shirāp tāṁ tēnzi kī sō sō tō tā tā yī tā shī o tī tēshī sūgu yō rē tā lā.
Then back to verse 30, the third and the fourth lines of the verse 30 is a brief explanation of the meaning of the second aspect, yeah, which is the causes, yeah, right? The first is entity, and the next is the second is the causes. And so in verse 30, it says it arises from devotion to the doctrine, the higher wisdom, the meditative stabilization, and compassion, yeah.
あ、特殊に、だってんで、だこらってんで、言うこと、ペナタ、カソルタティ、オストリオナムティ、タマシ。だとだってまてした、だそった。ぎて、まてすけるたんとがないやって、もうポシュこと、だてね、またカソルタぎて、またて。でしけとこのたてすま、って言うこと、だてね、まちょろ、こんどたたた。こうやっても、じじと、せんじゃったら、てめにす。どしもてにてた、論じょんのじ、てなみしす。
So there's some explanation of those four points, yeah. That can be found in starting from verse 32. Hatred for the doctrine, view of self, fear of the sufferings of cyclic existence, and not having concern for the welfare of sentient beings, are the four forms of obstructions.
What took me?
One of the obstructions is hatred for the doctrine. And the doctrine here is the Mahayana doctrine. Then the second is as it is, view of the self. Then the next obstruction is the fear of the sufferings of cyclic existence. It is out, you know, just solely seeking one's own welfare. You may be afraid of the suffering of cyclic existence, but your fear is tied in with just your personal obsession with your own welfare alone. And which comes at the expense of others. That means you forsake, you give up on sentient beings. That is one of the obstructions. So that's the third obstruction. And the fourth obstruction is not having concern for the welfare of sentient beings. That means, no, not just, it doesn't mean literally that. What it means is you do not take up personal responsibility, you know, to free sentient beings from the suffering. You don't have that wish, or you don't take up a personal responsibility saying that I'll do it myself, you know. Yeah. So that is an obstruction. Then as for the people who, or the persons who possess these obstructions, they are respectively those of great desire, the forders, the hearers, and the self reason. Yeah, okay. Right. So literally self reason, but what is like the solitary realizes, you could say.
You following the text? Are you lost?
Yeah,
kathala prita. Tattinama, tatti tishuk tsikshidwa, tatti longa chikta. Tatti shasa, tatti tatti nyambu katharas, tatti tatti. Tatti deyina, tatti nyambu shikorwa ta. Tatti yuyirang shinsede, nyambu la kwaishire, tatti yuyirang shinsede, nyambu di karasana ta. Tatti lakbar mbaba ta, sobe chune, nabashin isi, tatti tatti. Nyambu shinsi, tatti tatti. Jiba shi, anti nyambu kariyarasana.
Those are the four obstructions, and the persons who possess those obstructions, then what are the antidotes to these obstructions? The causes for purifying are the four aspects of the practices of special devotion and so forth, the four that were mentioned earlier in verse 30.
That to that, Tibata, the Tabar Chibi, you, Anishi, Mabas, Labar Tabo Chimuchola, Mabas, said the Chickshire. No, take Carson up with that. Tabo Chimuchola, Dai, that, Nibodo, this sort of Tabo Chimuchola, Taba. Mabai, what that Tishai.
The antidote for hatred for the Mahayana doctrine is devotion to the Mahayana doctrine.
Yeah. That is not that. That Tawa said he never cares. No, that Sherab said it. That he can't say Sherab says that just one. That is the
Sherab
house. Ah, that's the other one. Ah,
Sherab
house. That Sherab house. Sherab house. That Sherab house said it. That to the damn to be Sherab. Did that.
The antidote to the second obstruction, the view of self, is the wisdom realizing selflessness. The antidote to the third obstruction is a special meditative stabilization, an uncommon Mahayana meditative stabilization, and it is called the meditative stabilization of the sky treasure.
What did I say? That tinema anisita pagi that ning zawa tao se di ti.
The antidote to the fourth obstruction is great compassion. Sentient beings can be broadly classified into three types. Yeah. The first type are those who are in love with samsara. They like samsara, and they are also called those who have fallen into the extremes of the samsara.
What does it mean? 얘네 다 심지 그렇지 가르쳐나 다 가르스바를 보게 스발라 차월도마 스다 로다 디르 고아 시웨탈라 아니시 송아 탈바 더바 스바다 차월도마 시웨탈라 송아 세기야 가서 리시 영화시
Another type of sentient being, the other type was next is the those sentient beings who desire liberation. They are also called those who have fallen into the extreme of peace or an extreme of nirvana.
어떻게? 아, 아니지. 다 섭쟁, 다 섭쟁, 이게 독신, 다 섭쟁, 이게 순바디 가르쳤나다. 테니컬 믿어봐. 다 돈다 있나? 코알라 내버려 믿어봐. 아니 시와 탈바스네 아니 직복이 시에 탈라야 코아 믿어봐. 아니 테니게 탈 말로왔다. 다 내비 강사가서 섭지 어떻게 섭지가 있다. 누삼다 누구다 직지 내지 나 숨나 뒤쪽으로 숨겨라.
Then the third kind of sentient being, I mean, you should know, yeah, by inference, right? Those who are not in accord with those who desire samsara, neither are they in accord with those who desire nirvana, and they are persons who have not fallen into either extreme.
다른 다 제수도 어떻게지 다 직수마 다 섭지 직수 사토다 좀 드나 다 섭지 직수 세시다 드나 두드시다.
So all sentient beings can basically be classified into these three types of three categories.
어떠시니? 다티네 마 섭단 와라다 가스나 베나 시발 시발 더바 시발 탈로와 세들라니 지 베나 가스월했다 가데 다 가스월지 이 외시 송도와 베나 가스월 보이지 베나 다 양지 탈바세의 자원이나 여반에서는 다시도 그러다 미지 있고요. 맞다디. 나고 세베탈로 소아세티레 다지 탈바세의 당내 여반에서 다시도 그러다 미지 있고요.
Then the first type of sentient beings, those who desire samsara, those who have fallen into the extreme of samsara. Those sentient beings are said to consist of two groups. Yeah. There are some who completely reject the existence of nirvana. They basically say there's no such thing as rubbish. You know, right? There's no nirvana.
Tarbasedi URS, Tarbasedi URS, and Yishaba Kashila, Anni, Chick Katuina, Chick Tikbajan, Chickta, but Yawajan, Matuman, Tikopashi, shooting as you grow up. Tatia Tako, what did the religion do?
Then there are others who accept liberation, but yet, in whatever they do, they only engage in non-virtue. They accept liberation, but yeah, but they're just engaging in non-virtue. Yeah. Only.
배나다 남주 배자 가시나 팀도 왔다 가시나 다 직접 섭진세 근데 다녀다 있고요 이나다 한곳 답변 뒷받자 저는 겨와치는 바탕에 답변 세대를 섬다는 뒷법법이 쉬어도 무슨 그러와 다 기회로 쓴 기능 마친 것이 다 뒤에 섬을 다 누구나 갑판 흉카시에 나와 릭시에 심지어 요하를 쓰다 와 뒤에 최신에 쓰는 주변인 것도 이나야다 정오번 내출라 다 뒤에 릭시에 쓰면서 싸우니 나면 내가 릭시에 가려야스 그와 뺀 세대를 겨우냐 마치다 내가 릭시에 맞춰 오시도 뺀에 가서를 보기 코알라 이슈고 로당 타바툰 이글로 자원이네 게임에트 조시 덴딜라로와 어디데이 찬네다 내가 릭치와 세시레 마다 덴도 릭치와 메스 어떡스모요레
So there are those who for those who, and we are talking about those sentient beings who love samsara who are in love who fall in love with samsara and have fallen into the extreme of samsara itself right this group of people can be divided into two. Yeah. Yeah, then those who reject the existence of liberation outright, and they say there's no such thing, completely deny the existence of liberation. But then you have those who are in love with samsara, but yet believe that liberation exists. But while they have that belief that liberation exists, they don't engage in virtue. They only engage in non-virtue. Yeah. So much so that in some texts, they are labeled as, I think in simple English, hopeless, basically. Yeah, rich, I mean, literally those whose lineage is broken. Yeah, but I mean, in simple English, it means they're hopeless, yeah. But that's not the reality. They are temporarily hopeless in that particular rebirth. In that particular rebirth, there's no way for them to develop any renunciation there's no way for them to develop a wish for liberation. There's no way for them to develop a kind of a wish, you know, to be free themselves from suffering in that rebirth. Yeah. So temporarily, yeah. So although they are called hopeless, but they are not permanently hopeless. Yeah.
What do you say? That thing that you want to develop, that is Benata. Nampas ini, naya, that thing that is Benata. Kos nampas orang. Okay.
So there are those, for example, there are those who do not accept the Mahayana doctrine. They only accept the Hinayana doctrine. And they are interested in liberation, but yet they are only suitable vessel for the practice of the higher training of ethics. Only that. They are not even a suitable vessel a suitable recipient for the teachings on even coarse selflessness.
Nama pua labai na, jika nama pua labai na, tak jika mereka mampu untuk apa? Ani sih pergi.
Nama pua.
Kalau soal dah merah pasam ya, tu mungkin tu merah macam ni orang. Sebab ani nama pua TV nala, yang kujik cegi, tiapan mungkin dina malu, tiapan cuma dina sedih, sanjik kamar, tiapan cuma dina yam malu, tak cik, sih kuat tak mizik ku orang. Atuk sih cinta tanda tiapan cuma cula tawa asta, tak yungguh negatif ni dera.
In the various subsects of the Hinayana, there is one called the Vasiputriyans, I think, if I got that name right. And the Vasiputriyans are not even a suitable receptacle for the teachings on coarse selflessness. Yeah. And within this particular group of people, there are those who accept only the Hinayana doctrine, they do not accept the Mahayana doctrine at all. Yeah.
Oh, Tukshini, that Tepo Chimbo Chola, Shetawa, say the Tukshini, Tachi, Ochi Nagachi, Timendo, Tatakasana, Siba Doba, say Tikola, or Tishu, 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 Tish
Sibadova.
Right. So yeah, so there's such a group of people who have that hatred, hatred for the Mahayana doctrine. And they are those who considered to be those seeking samsara.
어떻게 해? 다 시외탈 송화 세디 다 타바토마 시외탈 송화 세디 다 아 가소래 다 타바에 받아 쇼해 타바 쇼바스니 되게 인구야래
나
타 타바에 받아 쇼바스 타바 전두냥해 아니 시외탈 송화 등해지라 열어봐 타바 등해지 열어봐 틀라야
타바
타바에 받아 쇼대 받아 아니 타바 쇼바스니 되게 아주 이육대 어때?
Then the second category of the type of sentient being are those who have fallen into the extremes of nirvana, those who desire liberation, right? This group of people, again, can be divided into two. Those who have entered, who have entered into an incorrect method, or those who are abiding in an incorrect method, and then there are those who are abiding in the correct method.
어떻게 봐? 달바 봐봐. 갈 소리. 시외 달롱 아세들. 로들. 달바 봐봐. 시외 달롱 아세들다. 담마에 봐라 시외. 담마 시봐. 어떻게 니요데? 됐어요.
Right? So the second type of sentient beings here are those who desire liberation, who those who are said to have fallen into the extremes of nirvana. So these this group of people, persons, can be divided into two, further divided into two, right? Those who are abiding, who know those who are not abiding in the method, or you could say those who are abiding in the non-method, that which is not the method, literally, and then those who are abiding in the method.
다 무티바다 세트 다 대도의 무도 다 무티바다 아니시겠다 다 남바 이나야 변화 따기 시간 시래 다 내마 부위 대바 만부시 아니시냐 가서기 딱 세트 요한 세시 저저 직대야 나지 나지 타바 대바 이나야 아니 타마에 보다 슈바 찍어래 디팅을 시하시다 가서기 딱 대바 있자 또 타바 타바 전도 이렇게 요한테 이나야 다 타마에 보다 슈바 세지다
Okay, so let's look at those who desire liberation, who are said to have fallen into the extremes of nirvana, but are abiding in non-method. So, for example, back to the Vasipatriyan. Because they assert their self, is it? So they're holding on to the view of a self. So although they desire liberation, but they're holding on to the view of a self. As such, they're abiding in something which is not the method.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 대보친부 초로 고와 대면에서다 직샤바래 단다 대라야 지 내마부에 대바 가지 다 달가 전도 이거는 담마이 말아 쇼가 수도 가나야 대야 대보친부 초로 고와 대귀야 말해 대기 달가람 쇼세 대보친부 고와 대면 말해 고 고와 대면 담바대는 리니가 요구요 말해 대나 그리고 대기 담보디 다 달가 전도 미행해 대보친부 시에다는 지샤기요 단다 대라 달가 전도 이행해 내때 이나요 탐마이 보다 슈바 세디 소소다 보기 강사게 딱도 시지 뒤에 보다 야 대보지고 구와 미팅에 어디 있지 그래서 어떻게 쓰고
From this you can see that the Vasiputriyans are a mixed bunch of fellows here. Earlier on, we saw how that there are some or there were some Vasiputriyans who do not desire liberation, and are those who criticize the Mahayana. Here, we have some Vasiputrians who desire liberation, but are abiding in something that is not the method. But these people do not criticize the Mahayana.
어떻게 다 도다티래 다 도다니 못해 갔으나 시발 대바 세대라 티래 다 먼저 내가 다 대바 가시 다 달바 튼둠이 안에 지금 대보시면 구워대니 안에 그래 다티 먼저 낭발라 유구야 레스가 어떤다 어떻게 안에 이바티기 갔으나 달바 튼둥이야 달바 튼둥이기 어떻게 나야 닥터 두바 딱이 해서 야 탑마이 보러 슈퍼스니 안나면 어떻게
What this is all saying that is that there are Buddhists who are in love with samsara, who do not like nirvana, and who criticize the Mahayana at the same time. But of course, there are also Buddhists who desire liberation, but not doing the right things to achieve liberation. They are abiding in something that is, they engage in something that is an incorrect method, basically. But they don't criticize the Mahayana.
Oh, Taganashi, Yanchi, Tatatire, Penata, Nelugitu, Anichita, Rashi, Tatkatire, to the Sosin Sigurd, Nelugitu, Tatuma, and Kondu Machunaya, and it does Chig Sosu, Nelugitu, Toso, Yamta, Mumbe Magil Chinese, Guyas, Tuni Depression Dingish. Or Tinuri there, that Tabay, but Shubber, Taba Tundu, Yigur, the Nanta, that to me.
Then there are those who desire liberation, but have not realized the final mode of abiding of all phenomena, or simply speaking, the ultimate nature of all phenomena, but think that they have realized it. These people belong to the category of those who desire liberation, but are abiding in something that is not the method.
다 이틀에 다 돈이 대두도 심해 아니 신바디 유 친절아 아니 식다 신바디 마도 친절아 아니 가려라 말라는 보기 다 보이 가서 보기 다다 돈이 이렇게 남는 나 탐마이 말로 쇼대바지 차지 됐어
뭐지 So these people in fact cling on to emptiness as being truly existent. I mean they talk about emptiness, but then emptiness the very final thing emptiness itself is truly existent. So they cling on to it. Yeah. Clinging to emptiness is being truly existent. Yeah. So, yeah, they are desiring liberation. They want liberation, yeah. Nirvana. But nevertheless, they are abiding in something that is not the method.
Yeah.
So as such, you know, the proponents of mind only and the proponents of the autonomy middle way school fall into this category as well. Because they assert true existence, yeah? Right. So as such, even proponents of mind only, Chitta Machins, proponents of middle way autonomy, they desire liberation, but nevertheless, they are abiding in something that is not the method.
Oh, tere, that tuxine, that tere, karsor, ta, tab,
So So the determinant of whether somebody is abiding in something that is not the method, yeah, is the view of the ultimate nature of reality. Yeah. Yeah. So that determinant is not the method aspect of the path. The determinant is their view of the ultimate nature of reality. Yeah.
어떻게 찾았다? 딱딱이 때려 걸어서 아, 딱이 한 걸음
たとだいてたけたたけらててれっぺな。たばちもちょろしゃだわせてとだいぽげた。かそれぽげ。すばとばせてこがらし。おてん。あねちってねま、あねちからな。つけたとだ。あ。だとたわせてとだいだとたわせてだ。ディシードがらとだてれ。あねたばとなや。 아니 답만 이거 쉬고 세티콘 같아요. 어떻게 말해?
So earlier, you know, when we remember the first of the four obstructions is a hatred for the doctrine. Yeah. So those persons who have hatred for the Mahayana doctrine falls under the first category of sentient beings. Those who love samsara and do not want nirvana. Yeah. Then the persons who have the view of the self, the second obstruction, the person who possess the obstruction, the view of self, falls into those people, into the category of people who desire liberation but are abiding in something that is not the method.
어떻게 다듯이 무딕스 어떻게 다듯이 무딕스 되네 마다 탑을 슈퍼 세대라 아니지 다 얘들도 라켈 세대다 탑을 슈퍼 공격하기 위해 어떻게 가서 시도와 도시에 무딩 세대다 도시에 세대들이다 세번 두배 나눠 차야 다 무딩 와서도 디콩들아 다 타바 두두 옛날야 람록바다 타 많이 보다 쉬고 공부 차야 다 예대들랑 좀 수도가나 타바 두바 아니지 다 보게 가르쳐 와라
타 쉬고
아니 타바 쉬고 세시다 또 디콩아 줘야 어떻게
So there were four persons I mentioned earlier. Yeah? The four types of persons who possess those obstructions, right? You have those of great desire. So those of great desire falls under the first type of sentient beings. Those who do not want nirvana, those who love samsara. Yeah. Then you have the second type of persons, the fodders. Yeah. The fodders are those who desire liberation, but abiding in non-method. Fathers, yeah. Then you have hearers and the self, what's self-reason? The hearers and the solitary realizers, yeah. So they are those who desire liberation and are abiding in the correct method. So I mean, right. The second subcategory of the second type of sentient being.
어떻게 다 들어갔으나 다 도다들에 빼다 빼다 연도도 라켈 다 도다니 그래서 추다 가사기 다음에 다음 공도 추봐 나봐도 아니지 가사도 추기 다음에 웃음도 통해 다 뒤 아니지 가사가 다 타바 슈퍼시레스 어떻게 타바 전등이야
So the hearers and the solitary realizers are those who are abiding in the method in that they have directly perceive selflessness.
Yeah. 따라와 감사도 주 대표도 모습도 또 맞도배 찬다 또다 나 또한도 가면 타바 슈퍼 세시래 맞도배 내가 봤다 거기
So basically, the main difference between those who are not who are abiding in the non-method and those who are abiding in the method, is determined by whether whether they have realized that the persons and phenomena are empty or true existence or not. Those who have realized that persons and phenomena are empty or true existence are those who are abiding in the method. Those who have not realized that the persons and phenomena are empty or true existence, and in particular, those who apprehend, those who cling on to emptiness as truly existent, are those who are abiding in a non-method. So here in this context, those who are abiding in the method and those who are abiding in the non-method, the method here refers basically to the mind or the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness of true existence, basically. Is that, right. So, because if you take, so the method is related to the wisdom, not to the mind generation. Because if you take method here to mean mind generation, then of course even the hearers and the solitary realizers will not be considered as those who are abiding in the method, right? Then the third kind of sentient being are those who do not abide in the extreme of nirvana, and they do not abide in the extreme of samsara.
This is talking about the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. Such people do not abide in extremes of samsara, neither do they abide in the extremes of nirvana. Such people are trained in the path that brings an end to the extremes of the samsara and the extremes of nirvana. So this third group of type of sentient beings are the Mahayanis. Mahayanis are those who do not abide in the extremes of nirvana or the extremes of samsara.
for the persons who hold the view of Mahayana, the Mahayoni school as well as the autonomous middle way school, but they have mind generation in the continuum, would those people not fall under the view of self? The second obstacle. And also, how would those who are on holding the tenet of Mahayoni school and autonomous middle way school be considered as for this?
First one is what?
Mahayoni school bodhisattva.
Yeah. They would be holding the view of self, would they not be? Because they would be grasping at inherent existence, even though they have mind generation in their minds, in a continuum. So would they not fall under the view of self, which is the second obstacle?
There could be such bodhisattvas, yeah.
So that means the third category of those who did not fall under the two extremes can also be this category, the view of self. Because the explanation, there are three types of person, right?
Yeah.
Those who fall under the extreme of nirvana and those who fall under the extreme of samsara, and also those who are neither. But then that means there are also this group of category who are also you know, in the category of viewing, have the obstacle of the view of self. This third category of persons who neither are in the extremes of nirvana or samsara, because they are persons who have mind generation.
What am I supposed to say? Yes. There could be bodhisattvas who are not abiding. Oh no, bodhisattvas who are abiding in the non-method. Yes. As such, and also, bodhisattvas are those who do not abide in both extremes. But this is different from saying that bodhisattvas are necessarily those who are abiding in the two extremes. So which means, basically, if you want to be in the third category, only bodhisattvas who have the prasangika view, basically.
And the view of self is, it was explained to be, can be those in the category of holding the Mahayana school or autonomy in the way the school tenet. But the persons is called for this in this text. So,
similar to a father. Buddha said somewhere that those who hold on to a view of self are similar to fathers. In one sutra, the Buddha said that I'm not the teacher of those who hold on to a view of self. Those who hold on to a view of self are those who go from darkness to darkness. At least they are in darkness, no? Anyway, basically, the fathers covers everybody who don't have the correct view of emptiness. Basically, everybody with the exception of Prasangika view. So including mine only. What was that? Swatantrika, is it? What was it? Middle way autonomy. Basically, yeah. Even though there are persons who desire liberation from cyclic existence. But nevertheless, are called
fathers.
So basically, the way of getting about trying to cultivate the antidote is this. So you need a very strong belief and devotion for the Mahayana doctrine. You know. So once you have that, then there is a chance to develop great compassion. With which, then there's a chance to develop bodhicitta. With which you enter the Mahayana path. With which, then later on, you come to develop the uncommon meditative stabilizations of the Mahayana, the uncommon calm abiding, and then special insight. And then one develops a concentration that's a union of calm abiding and special insight. And with such a special concentration, then one is said to be fully equipped to then engage in a path that can destroy these four obstructions.
Oh, to see that, nyumbu shikup se, ta tindegi toki ta ko chubu ku ngontu gyuresi, ta tata tinde sumeno ta lam kone kondu pesi ta dribadu tu shesi ta chubu ku ngontu chesi kuresi ta to chesa tegi tanda nyumbu di gyui tun se tegi tindegi tone ta ane chubu ku ngontu chitu ku yuza ta simgi rashi wesawa se ta tindegi tine dokumento ta.
So, well, the point here is we are talking about the second aspect, or the 10 aspects, you know, in the explanation of the clear line nature of the mind. The second aspect is that of course, isn't it? So, it is by cultivating these antidotes, right? And by then one can come to remove the four obstructions, and then gradually one progresses. That makes it possible to actualize the Dharmakaya. Yeah. Right.
Okay. What did that? That didn't matter. She was out there. Teacher, let me shut up. Sanjay Chuji, Madam Sunday Keys. They were money in the Mama Chins. Can you tell them to be? Honey, JK says to that.
The next verse. Those who have the seed, which is devotion to the Mahayana. The mother, which is the wisdom giving birth to the Buddha qualities, the womb, which is the bliss of concentration, and the nurse, which is compassion, are the children born from the
subduer.
Just as you need the seed if you want to be born as the son of a wheel turning king, the seed of the wheel turning king, which is one's father, must be present. Likewise, one must have the devotion to the Mahayana, which is the seed for enlightenment.
Yeah.
So devotion to the Mahayana is likened to the seed. So, and then the mother, which is the wisdom giving birth to the Buddha qualities, the mother here refers to the wisdom. That is conjoined with the method aspect of the path. So, the wisdom realizing emptiness is called the mother. So, in the teachings, you will find such an expression, the mother.
Tomorrow, 가서 보기 또 이도 갔다 와도 되겠다.
So the wisdom realizing emptiness is a common cause for achieving the hearer's enlightenment, solitary realizer's enlightenment, and the full enlightenment of Buddhahood. Yeah. So as such, wisdom realizing emptiness is like the mother, which is a common cause.
我都是呢，他那些怕你踏不实的，他都提了。他做做的，他妈妈也被拒绝，被那个干什么的，他不吃不，他不吃不，他给吃，被那个名字了，那长久生生的，那个不给提醒你就准备去，出不准备去，他妈妈也被吓得死，是吧？他他妈妈也被吓得他怕死，他踏的怕了下来提了。
So the father, which is called the method, is the uncommon cause for actualizing the Dharmakaya.
Oh, to see that didn't any anisita, that better than Shireta, but it didn't any chune, and it might not do there never she could be on it. No, did it up by some of the animal did the chivity that might not any.
Devotion, the necessary cookies, then a bit so much is it. Now got to be things to be someday. And it's a dear mother never saw to see this way. No got things in it. Or then a bit of that number, things in it. Or did this gill at the particular that is so good. Take it up. There were two to me. And to be born again, back to the analogy of being born as the son of a wheel-turning king. Yeah? So you need something from the father and something from the mother. But in order to grow, you need to, you need to have a safe harbor. You need to grow in a safe place, which is the womb. Yeah? So here, there's an analogous of what happens on the path. Yeah? So the womb here is the bliss of concentration.
Oh, Tinamata, and she died, Ninjas, but Ninjit, Namata Tower, since Sungu Yore, Delaka, Ninjit, Namata Tower, Takarsena, Tama, Anishita, Pagita, Pena, Mombola Jabo, Sit Trujan, Mombola Jabo, Chitubella, Anishita, Mambushita, Mamma Tense, Conecon to Pesce, Anishi Jabo, Rigid to Machukora, or Toshin, Ninjavi, not. And then Tambu culture, part of culture, Tamak culture, the Ninjita, Mutin, Janji, and Sanji said, Chamju Sabacha, the Kalekal Tosita, the Sanjara, Yutuishi, what did they not say so much of that?
And in order for the young prince to grow up and become the wheel-turning king, becomes somebody who has the ability to take over the reins of the of his father, the wheel-turning king. He must be well taken care of by, I don't call you a nurse, it's a nanny. Right. You need somebody, a caretaker. Yeah. So likewise, here on the path, in order to move towards enlightenment, yeah. The nanny here or the caretaker is that of compassion. As you remember, it's mentioned in the teachings that compassion is important in the beginning, compassion is important in the middle, and compassion is important at the end.
What to say? That today, Chiki, Anisi, Tata, Hinta, Pagita, Chachu, Saba, says you wish. Anitoshi, Takalekalia, but Antipatin, Beva Chasa, Chuchuku, said what you are important.
And then so, basically, here we are talking about the bodhisattvas, isn't it? Right. Then these bodhisattvas gradually, by abandoning all the obscurations, then there will come a time when they will actualize the Dharmakaya. So the devotion to the Mahayana doctrine, the Mahayana here basically is a faith, yeah. And of the different kinds of faith here, the faith here is the faith of conviction. Yeah. So if you remember, yeah, the faith is the forerunner of all virtues. Yeah. So without faith, nothing positive, virtuous can be accomplished.
But
Aspiration is preceded by faith. Once you have faith, then the next thing that can come is the aspiration. So as such, you know, you have faith in the conviction in the Mahayana. That would can help you to aspire to enlightenment, isn't it? So with that faith in the Mahayana, one can develop great compassion, whereby one can then develop the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, which is essentially an aspiration for full enlightenment, isn't it?
어떻게 된대 아니시다 거기 가르쳐라 거기 좀에 사제 되게 또 빠지 여봐이나 땅원에 씨 대규라야 지 거기 되게 놓지 여봐이나 다 되게 사제 톱적이 줄라 갔대도 사 줄라야 지 되게 또 봐 아니 게임이지 요 좀 사제 톱에 쭉 가르쳐 사 줄이 갔대도 줄라야 되게 또 봐디 아 레이마 어디래
So with that devotion to the minor doctrine, with that faith, then one can generate the aspiration for enlightenment. And once you have the aspiration for enlightenment, if you're looking, you're seeking enlightenment, naturally you would investigate, you wonder, what on earth do I need to do in order to achieve enlightenment? What are the causes for my enlightenment, isn't it? Right. Then one would then seek those causes.
어떻습니까? 다 티네 아니 시티 데 쉬마이나 티델 테데다 스림기타 바기 타바치 부시네 라동 세데라니 시바기 냠스 랑투베 다 냠스 랑발라 테네 아니 시타 시라기 냠스 랑투바이나 안텔라 테네 데기타 디바 시세 마기 디바도 저 탐세 인정바리 치투베 어디 숨겨서래
So when you seek the causes for enlightenment, you will come a time where you will seek to achieve the union of calm abiding and special insight. And through that seeking, then when you are able to train to actualize this union of calm abiding and special insight, and then through training, once you achieve that union of calm abiding and special insight, then you possess in your hands that antidote that is able to destroy those four obstructions. Yeah.
Mentioned earlier, yeah.
So as such, basically in short, yeah, through the devotion to the Mahayana, one comes to develop great compassion, from which of course bodhicitta, right? Then you enter the path, then once you develop, then the union of calm abiding and special insight, concentration and in wisdom, then you possess in your hand the antidote that can fully wipe out the four obstructions, and then gradually you achieve the Dharmakaya. And since you can achieve the Dharmakaya, that goes back to proving or showing how the mind is in the nature of clear light. So the persons who fall into this the third category, those who do not abide in either extremes or nirvana or samsara, these are people who pure, really sincerely aspire towards full enlightenment, which is the non-abiding nirvana, isn't it? Non-abiding nirvana, right?
어떻게 다 대로 내도 가나 아니 비는 콜라 자와 나빠대야 다 내더니 뭐 자와 느끼야 뭐 이제 다 뭐 떴지 내 보기다 디데용기 아니 지 보기다 심지 동안 잔덕이 이제 디데요 이제 제가 사업에 삼아 때 보시오시 용하시
And such great beings do not take rebirth in cyclic existence due to karma and afflictions, but rather through the power of their prayers motivated by their great compassion, wanting to free others from their suffering. And the very foundation, the things that make all of this possible is great compassion, from which comes wholehearted resolve, taking on personal responsibility. And then from that, then one is able to develop the mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta, yeah. So this makes everything else possible, yeah.
Oh, there is a tinamata, that jibu da legi tuyens, that tinamata, that nam shi chui na, that jibu legi tuyens, se jibu du, zang da, de da, da ni da, yun de paru chi me de, that jibu shi yu wala, do ten chi na, tiri, that jibu la ya mabu du, that jibu shi ju shi.
Then next is the explaining the meaning of the effect and the function. Yeah. So that's quite a lot on that. Yeah. So anyway, in verse 34, the perfection of the qualities of purity, self-bliss, and permanence of the true body, which is the fruit of purifying the obstructions through their antidotes, is the fruit. So that's the the effect. Yeah.
어디 다 돌대네 제가 니디 누가 증이 그래서 데레 데 왔겠다 동아리 중 시도 바로 된다면 벨리셰로 세리다 칠레 리기다 레도 실레도 있으면
Then the remaining lines of verse 34 is the function, yeah. The topic of function, yeah. So the in amplification, the lineage has the function of bringing about aversion for the suffering of samsara and the aspiration as well as the wish to attain the peace of nirvana. Then as for the slightly expanded explanation of the meaning of the effects or the fruit, maybe we'll do it next session. Yeah.
Are you following? Huh? Mm. Mm. Oh yeah, that's a pure back.
Okay, fine. Okay. Let's finish off.
So next Tuesday, so there's no class. Not Thursday. This coming Thursday, I'm a little busy, so I have a break. This Thursday. Yeah. Day after tomorrow, there's no class. If anybody who didn't come here, please pass the message.